Welcome to this guided meditation. It is a time of imaginative praying, being present with God in your imagination, and there's no way to do it wrong. I hope you'll make it your own, and if I say something that's counter to where your imagination is, feel free to just correct it and go on. It's your experience on your terms, and use the gift of gracious imagining. There is one rule, and that is that we set self-criticism, self-judgment, self-condemnation aside. Your feelings are what you need to feel, and they're good teachers. And so know that self-criticism, or that criticism, a critical voice, is not of Jesus. So I invite you to center yourself. It's good to place both feet on the floor in front of you so that you feel grounded. You feel connected to the earth through the chair, through whatever surface you are on, whether you're sitting or lying down. Distribute your weight evenly. You might sway forward and back and side to side to find the center. And sit tall so that you can breathe deeply from your abdomen, feeling it expand with each breath. And we will begin. Deepen and slow your breathing. Breathe in from your abdomen for 5. And hold it for 5. And exhale for 5. In for 5. Make sure your shoulders are not rising. And breathe out, emptying your lungs entirely and then holding it. This square box breathing gives us control and sense of the breath. Each deep breath, you're taking in the Holy Spirit, the breath of life. And breathing out all worries and concern. In with the Spirit, filling our lungs, feeding every cell. And out with anything that we hold or that holds us. To set up today's meditation, as we enter this place of imagination, you may feel uncomfortable at times, but know that you are safe. The assurance of Jesus' presence and that everything is in God's good hands. So take a moment and picture an area or a scenario of tightness, of narrowness, that you've experienced in the last week. A place where there is not enough space for you. Or perhaps there seems like there's not enough space for hope. When you've thought of that situation or scenario. I invite you to picture yourself in that confined space. Here, the hallway may be narrow, the walls closing in. Perhaps you're in a human maze, the path between the hedges becoming more and more narrow. Or in a relationship where there's not enough space for you. Maybe a job that's squeezing the life out of you. Perhaps a prison or a tomb or a trap of sorts. Or you may be surrounded by people crowding in, yet you feel very lonely. Maybe the tight space is in your heart. Picture yourself. Take a few minutes and picture yourself in this scenario and name it. And look at the detail of the narrowness of space. Picture the scenario. Feel what it feels like to be in this place. And notice your breath. Is it more shallow? Once you have the picture of this narrowness, this tightness, and you have named it, you look up and you see that Jesus is right there with you. He sees you in this tight place. Perhaps he's even in that space with you. He has an expression of sadness and concern on his face. What does he say to you about the tightness of your situation? You feel his knowing forgiveness. It washes over you. He says to you, "You don't have to stay here, you know." If only you would trust me with you. And yourself with me. He He says, this is not my design for you or my desire for you. What desire keeps you here? Or what part of his design of you do you doubt that keeps you trapped? You're looking at your desire that keeps you there. And looking at your doubts, the way that Jesus designed you. What do you doubt about yourself? He says, do you want to be made well? And he offers his hand to you. How do you respond? Jesus says, I long to set you in a broad, open, gracious space, to deliver you, because I delight in you. What does he tell you about how he delights in you? What do you need to do differently now that you have met Jesus here and know his desire for you? What do you desire with Jesus that you didn't know before? What will you do now? Let us pray. Loving Jesus, thank you for meeting us in our tight spaces and for bursting open our world as you did the tomb. Thank you for your loving, gracious, abundant desire for us. Give us eyes to share your vision, or just to trust your vision for us, to trust you. And Lord, let us glimpse your delight in us. Forgive us for minimizing and discrediting your goodwill. Let us step into the broad open space you have for us, where you invite us to blossom. in Christ's name. Amen.